Okay. We're doing brachas better these days? Yes? Okay. So, we're up to Malbish Arumim, which when you think about it, is the only one that, I think, that involves what a human being puts into, the only one that bracha, I mean, Pekech Ivrim, is you open your eyes. It's a God-given gift. And Matir Asurim, that you can move your body, or that you can walk, they're all God-given. Malbish Arumim means that God dresses us, we dress ourselves. God gives us the ability to dress ourselves, but it's something which is given to us. So we'll try to follow on Malbish Arumim. It's very interesting, this I have here a Frankfurt sitter, which our good friend who's not here tonight, he would be thrilled that I'm using it. But he has an old paper. Yeah, it's quite old. Victor Goldschmidt Verlag. Okay, Frankfurt Sitter. And here it says, by Pekeach Ivrin and Malbish Arumim, it says in the bottom, in German, in Frankfurt wird Malbish Arumim far Pekeach Ivrin gesagt. So that they put Malbish Arumim before Pekeach Ivrin, which he's going to mention, which is quite interesting. They have Shaloya Sani Nachri. At any rate, let's see what he says about Malbish Arumim. Malbish Arumim hi'ayda loy rak al sheyesh lanu beged l'lbaish. It's not just that we have clothing to wear. Shari loy loy ladnu b'begadim. We were not born with clothing. How do you know you weren't born with clothing? What? Oh, very good. K'maisha amru iyav arm yatzasi v'bet enimi. I thought you were going to say we know we're not born with clothing because you've seen babies born and they don't have clothing. No, that's not how you know. You know because it says in the pasuk that arm yatzasi v'bet enimi. We come out of our mother's womb naked. Ella gamala. It's not only for clothing. Ella gamala begodim shenoslu b'matana la'adam arishin shiyatzah began eden achar hachet. Now, I don't think this means the particular clothing that he wore, whether they were fig leaves or anything else, but it's not the idea that human beings wear clothing, which we'll try to appreciate as he explains it. What? Oh, well, it may or may not have been. They're midrashim to the effect. But, ukshahed defa demarishan tviya iskufay v'tayvaysav l'dova nechbad. When Adam Rishon sinned at Eitz Hadas, and his bodily needs took precedence, something appealing to his eye took precedence al hatsoyos laHakadosh Baruch Hu. Not that means, but it means on obedience to God. Oy ozai nevda mimenu malosoi v'skabra chashiv eskufay habehemis. The body, which would have been just a tool for a human being, became something that we identify with. Human nature is to identify each person with his body. Who am I? Or the person you see in the mirror. Whatever features you may have. So that was a result of Adam Rishon. When the way it's expressed is that the body and the soul were separate. In other words, the soul existed. The body was a tool of the soul. The way it should have been in Gan Eden. And after Adam Rishon, the expression that's used is that they became one. The Guf and the Neshama became one. So to speak, the Yetzer Hara entered the person. And we identify very much with our bodies. So, Chas v'Shalom lo hayo nikar moiser Adam min ha-behema. And in that sense, man was like an animal. Oz nasalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu matana shel midas hatznius. Then God gave human beings the sense of tznius, ashebo yofa kayach adam mikayach behema, which puts man above animal. Shumechase kol gufay begadim. It's human nature to cover your body with clothing. Chutz meponav, except for your face. Shabay tir malas adam al shabrius. That is the illustration of the person over the animals. V'yadav mokem mishkan kayach adam. The personality of a human being comes out the most in his face and in his hands and in his actions with his hands. So that if the body is the identity of a person, it comes out most in those parts of the body, which are in effect accentuated by covering the rest of the body. Shalidei elu shnei chelkei aguf nazakadosh baruch hu hanushiyus lebnei adam. This God gave the individuality to people. Shebehem kaychei umemshaltei al kol shar bruei mata. In them he has energy and is superior to the other creatures of the world. Ubracha zuhi adol kadosh baruch hu. And this bracha is thanks to God. The sense of wearing clothing is what this is about. Now, I don't know if you can explain, I'm sure sociologists explain it, but it's hard to explain in cold terms the idea of why human beings have a sense of needing clothing more than the other creatures, except that it's part of the way we are, is the sense of clothing. Is there a practicality because it's cold out? Is that the reason? In Hawaii, they don't wear clothing. Yeah. I once happened to be on a Friday. Somebody told me the following Torah that Rav David Cohen had said in Shul. He said that the sin of Adam and Chava brought about certain curses, and as time goes on, the curse, which is a punishment, gets paid up. So that, for example, labor, I mean, I was never in labor, but labor appears to be easier today than it was 50, 100, or 200 years ago. It seems that labor is easier, certainly pregnancy appears to be easier. The curse of the hard work of getting produce from the earth seems to be easier. The general curses that took place at the Eitz Hadas, snakes are not a major part of our lives anymore. All of the curses of the original sin seem to be dissipated. This was someone had told me. And I walked to shul Friday. We were walking. It was a June day. I was walking with my boys, and I'm telling them this vart. As we came to Avenue P, crossing Avenue P, waiting for the light. So a car pulls up, a bunch of teenagers with the music blaring and the windows down. And you don't see a piece of clothing on them. I'm sure the bottom of their bodies had clothing, but what you can see through the car window, there wasn't a bit of clothing. So my son says to me, you see, all the curses of the original chait were going back. You know, no clothing either. So I don't know if there's any virtue in that, but it certainly seems that the busha of going without clothing is not what it used to be. And the Gemara talks about a person, tashlumei baishas, there's certain things you pay if you embarrass someone publicly. And the assessment for uncovering a person's body is the amount of busha is considered to be extraordinary, up to 400 zuz, which is twice a year's wages, the busha. Today, it's a busha, but, it's not what it was. Obviously, it's less. When we make the bracha malbish arumim, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have the sense of tznius, the sense of covering our bodies. And however that fits into the maila of the neshama, to whatever degree, that's what we try to appreciate. It's interesting, the Maharal writes that to be a mefunik, not to like disgusting things, is also a idun haneshama, he calls it. It's not to like, he's talking about bugs, not wanting to be clean, is certainly idun haneshama. But it says about Elisha that she knew that the Isha Hashanah, he was a great man. How did she know? So one of the reasons the Gemara says is that no bugs bothered him. So he says it's idun haneshama. There's certain things it's hard to explain. Like, why do you care? But it is that way. That there's certain I don't even know how to translate idun haneshama, the sense of spirituality. I told you that my shver, for a while my shver was even for a part of time, I think he was definitely on the board at MTJ. I think he was even chairman of the board for a while, years ago. He was very much, he used to learn outdoors in Staten Island camp, which is in a swampy, it's in a valley area, a lot of bugs there. So my shver offered to pay to screen in screening the porch. So he offered to the Rebbetzin. He was in the bungalow. And the Rebbetzin said to him, in Yiddish said to him, you know, ze bader neim nisht. He said, the bugs don't bother Rav Moshe. So my Shreya said, okay, let me put up the screen for you. So she said, like they don't bother him, they don't bother me. So I you know, I can't tell you exactly, but anyway, this is a bracha on the spirituality of wearing clothing, which is certainly something that's not appreciated today, and the world becomes more and more priestistic. The exhibition of the body is more and more prominent. I want to ask a kasha on this, but let's just do the next paragraph. Minageinu minik Frankfurt, lahagdim malbisharumim lebirchas pikei achivrim. As I read to you from the Siddur, their custom was to say malbisharumim first, which indicates they put on clothing before they open their eyes, and it makes no sense. You got to open your eyes before you put on clothing. So he explains. V'cheinisa b'shulchan aruch archaim simim evav sebalav. Asidorim, for the most part, have pekechivrim first. Hine, and he tries to explain. He says, "Loshen tur b'shulchan aruch hu k'shiniach yadav al einav." When you put your hands on your eyes, you make a bracha pekechivrim. Haynu k'derech b'nei adam l'mashmish biyar al einayim k'dei l'paischam. Right, you wake up in the morning, you rub your eyes in order to awaken yourself. Here am I going from? Halay osalein yech yadav alein of kaidem netila. When you get up in the morning, you're supposed to wash before you touch any of the kavim of the guf, the eyes. Betiritz. So am I going from? Because of this kasha said hakavana yedei mapa, that you take your kavim, you rub it with the clothing. You don't put your fingers directly on your eyes. V'hinei haGemara akocher bedaberes b'mish yashem li yafshotas begadav. The Gemara must be talking about someone who slept in clothing, abati yadayim, or in gloves, shenet sarach netila, that he didn't need to wash. The api kabbalah, you have to wash in the morning, negavasi, because of a rachatuma. Api alocha, you wash in the morning because you touch during the night. A person touches parts of his body that require netilas yadayim. So he's talking here api nigla. In the Gemara, they got up, they made the bracha before washing. Must be that their custom was to wear full pajamas. Or, he says, perhaps they wore something over their hands, and they didn't touch parts of their body. Shari Yamruk, the Gemara says, take him kishiyar mishnasai oimar lakai neshama. That as soon as a person wakes up in the morning, he makes a bracha. And when he wakes up in the morning, he says pekei achivrim. So it must be that they dressed differently when they went to sleep. We who don't make a bracha before washing, we could touch our eyes, there's no problem. If you're wearing your clothing when you sleep, so you can make the bracha right away. That for us, we touch the eyes only with a cloth in between. So he's trying to explain Minik Frankfurt. So they slept in clothing. So once they're wearing clothing, before they touch their eyes, So I had a kasha here. All the brachas, I understand, are morning brachas. When you sleep, your eyes are closed. When you sleep, you're not moving, etc. But if, the way he's explaining, the custom was always to wear clothing when you slept, so why is Malbisharumim a morning bracha? You wear clothing when you sleep as well. What? Okay, see, Yamin says they slept without clothing, that's fine. But Rabbi Schwab says they slept with clothing. He's saying in the time of the Gemara. He's saying in the time of the Gemara, they slept with clothing. Gemara, akocher bedaberes mishi yashem b'li yafshotas begadav. As I'm reading the words. This is what it says here. It says that they slept with clothing. They slept with clothing. Then you have a kasha, okay. What?
Pajamas.
Yeah, we are lighter clothing than we were. So why do we make Mahabha showroom in the morning?
Wake up in the morning, before I open my eyes, I'm wearing pajamas.
That's right.
Okay, so I just woke up in the morning.
So why are you saying Mahabha showroom?
I'm dressed modestly before I open my eyes. And it's now the morning. I'm starting the day. I'm dressed. I make Mahabha showroom.
So he said that Pierre, God didn't give you a guy's neshama. I don't know. It's not because sometimes God gets confused and gives you the wrong neshama. It's just the appreciation of the neshama. So let me try this answer, if you don't mind. Okay, it says in the Brisa says, B'shloshu devarim odam nikar, b'kaisai, b'kasai, u'b'kisai. If you want to know a person, you look at how he behaves when he drinks, how he behaves when he gets angry, and how he behaves when he drinks. Kaisai, b'kasai, u'b'kisai. Now, that part is known. It says, v'yesh ayrim, af b'levushai. Also the way he dresses. A person, when he goes out among people, he portrays himself as he sees himself. Depending on how a person sees his standing in society, he dresses to fit the role that he sees for himself. So the dignity of the person is very much in the clothing which he wears when he goes out into the world. The Malbish Arum, in the sense of the tznius, of the idon haneshama, of clothing, is very much in the clothing a person wears when he goes out, and the way a person portrays himself. It's not dafka in the comfort clothing in which people sleep. People have different ideas of how it is to be comfortable when you sleep. But in the bracha malbish arumim, which has to do with the special sense of dignity of a person, it would seem that that's deservingly a morning bracha. That's what it
says. Says
Rabbi Yechanan. Called his wife, Yishtai Beisai, called his wife his home, and he called his clothing, Chabdusai was the expression. The things that give me honor. It depends what you wear. It's interesting, it bothered me. It says, a person's nikah b'kaisai, kasai, kisai. They all rhyme. Now, if you want to say clothing, what should you say? Yeshamrim? Ksusai. Wouldn't that make sense? Kaisai, kisai. So it bothered me, why does it say Yesham b'levushai? You say, Susai. But the answer is, you like this, this is from the Torah, the Remes part of Torah. For clothing, there's a word beged, and there's a word lavush. Beged is beis gimel dalid. They're exactly the same letters as sheker. Sheker, before the tuf, is kufrei shin. But it's more than that. It's that they're the three letters together before the tuf, the three letters by the beis. Gemara says shek, MS is spread out. Aleph is the first letter. Mem is the middle. Tuf is the last. It stands firmly. When you have a table and you have a leg on each end, a leg in the middle, it stands firmly. Sheker, ein le reglayim. Sheker is like a table with all three legs at one end. Ein le reglayim. Lies don't last. People eventually get caught with lies. Nobody gains from lies. Beged is sheker. Beged, sometimes people wear clothing. It's a lie. They wear clothing for image purposes that are not truthful. The letters Levush are Aleph Mem Saf. The Beis is by the Aleph, and the Lamed is by the Mem, and the Shin is by the Saf. So that V'yeshayam for Levusha. Levusha is meant to talk about the when a person wears clothing to portray a certain image, that there's an emes to it. There's a truth to it, and that's the choice of the word Levusha. Susai just means he covers himself, really. And it's something a little bit less.